Good morning, everybody. It's 8:59 in the morning, which is going to lead to 9 a.m., which is when I come on the air. And it's WMFO. I'm Mike on the mic. And staring at me, well, smiling at me across the table.
We're not smiling.
No, why would you?
It's too early.
That was, yeah, but you're actually here on time.
That's Mark, why I'm not smiling. It's
Mark
way
Hurwitz,
too early.
Way too early.
Yeah.
Yep. And Les Hurwitz. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What the heck's going on?
Well, we got through the storm.
Storm?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Boy, Quincy, Hull,
right.
Rockport,
boy,
Provincetown.
It was something else. The last thing I said to you last night is I think we're expecting maybe some snow, and you said it's snowing now, but it didn't snow on the North Shore near me at all.
Yeah, it was weird. It was snowing down near New Bedford and Cape Cod Canal. It was snowing, and it was raining north of there. It's usually the other way around. But yeah, it was snowing in Arlington, Cambridge, Lexington, Belmont. My car almost got squashed in Belmont by a big tree.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was doing some work in the library and doing some editing, and all of a sudden I see everyone rush over to the window, and I'm thinking this can't be good. And I found out. I talked to the director later, and he said that this big tree just came down and it came like 5 feet from my car.
At least it missed it.
Yeah.
I had to travel into Kenmore Square yesterday for an appointment. And I was up high in one of the buildings, and the wind whistling around. I mean, I was there. Everybody that I was talking to, whether checking in or whatever, we would pause when the building would shake and the wind would whistle around. It was just, it was quite the thing.
I can't imagine what the Seaport District was like.
I know.
People were actually trying to walk through there, but actually, I don't know if they were, because they might have shut everything down with the flooding. So it was pretty rough here, that's for sure. But we're a little better today. Still kind of windy, though.
Yep. All right. Well, the three of us are here until 11 a.m., right? 11, yes?
11, yeah. We'll be here the whole time.
Oh.
So I'm sorry about that.
Well, apology accepted. I'm glad to have you guys here. Unless we didn't talk, so I don't know what you're going to do, so you can surprise us.
I'll surprise you. I'll surprise me every time I hear this kind of. You people are going to be very interested in what I've got today, I think.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right, 9:02 in the morning, everybody. Going to start the first five song fet. Either one is fine. The new album by Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, that collab, is entitled Black Coffee. Wonderful track here. It's a classic they've redone called Lullaby of the Leaves. Brand new noise here at WMFO Medford.
Rustling of the leaves, you still be my lullaby. Days so long ago, when I was a tot. So high, and now that I have grown, I found myself alone. Cradle me with summer skies. Can lullaby of the leaves.
song, a song through the trees. You move. That fine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I heard it before.
Oh, this is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Take the train to my job in the city. Squeeze into my cubicle. I'm sitting pretty. Not one happy face on the whole damn floor. I wonder what the hell I'm doing it for. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs. I take the same train to get home at night. Walk 10 blocks, up 5 flights. My kids are watching adult TV. My mother-in-law's visiting from Canarsie. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs. Boss marches in, he's such a sweaty thing. Then the goddamn phone begins to ring. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs. Get up, get dressed, do it all over again. Choo-choo train, go clickety-clack. My sleepy head stuck on an aching back. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs.
Mark,
that was good, wasn't it?
We even have to cough in unison.
It's like the hospital radio station.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, guys, we're up in about 30 seconds, and I grab my headphones, I grab my mic, and I put my hand in front of my mouth so I can cough, and then he coughs at the same time. What is that?
Oh, it's unison, like in
yeah, it's like, yeah. You know, remember
right.
Synchronized male swimming on Saturday Night Live? It was kind of like that.
Synchronized male swimming?
Yeah, you ever see that skit?
Thank you, Les.
Yeah, but if you hear about it, how do you know it's male?
I'll have to show you the skit. Okay. I don't know if Uncle Connie was in that skit, by the way.
Well, his morals are corrupted very easily.
Oh, they sure are. That's
runs,
where I get it from.
Runs in the family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it does. It's WMFO, 9:24 in the morning. Mike and Les Hurwitz and Mark Hurwitz are here. Or Hurwitz or her.
Easy for you to say.
Mark, sure is.
Mark whatever.
All right, we just played a 5-song set that we actually like quite a bit, which is good. Let me tell you what we did. The new noise was Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, their latest collab. There are many collabs from these guys, but the record is called Black Coffee. Yeah, it includes a cover of that great track, but that was Lullaby of the Leaves, which I was talking about with Les, and I know that that's an old song, like from the 30s. And what they've done with this to revive this is incredible. I mean, you know, I asked you right away, are you familiar with the song? And you're like, oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, so what'd you think of that updated version?
Whatever, you know, you can't do anything to a tune like that. You can only do something for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's indestructible.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think you know this already, but way back when I first started listening to Joe Bonamassa, I had the same issue I had with Eddie Van Halen. Too technical, not enough emotion, but that's changed. So, especially, you know, Black Country Communion and this song, which is new, right? Fairly new?
Yeah, from these guys. It's on their latest record.
Yeah. He's really starting to put some emotion into his guitar playing.
I think that she inspires him.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
They work so well together. And she's amazing.
I know. It was Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, everybody. After that was the Jayhawks. Something from their latest record that's called Paging Mr. Proust. It was the end of 2017, I believe. That was The Dust of Long Dead Stars. Great song title.
Yeah, I know. Where'd they get that? Yeah.
It didn't sound a lot like the Jayhawks. Like, it's not too folky, but it was a great song.
No, it sounds a lot different from the early stuff, but it's really good. It's got that Midwest, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin sound to it.
Yep. Speaking of Midwestern, the old 97s were after that from a record called The Grand Theater, Volume 1. It was Every Night is Friday Night Without You. I always like that song.
I always forget that's the old 97s. It's a little different from their usual stuff.
Yeah, it's not as twangy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like them, but sometimes I like a couple weeks ago, I played something by them, and it was just too twangy.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, yeah. They're basically a southern band. I think they're from Oklahoma.
I'm not sure.
So whatever, that's southern, southwest, whatever.
I love that, though. They have their punk tendencies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, Leave on Helm was the fourth song of the set from the Midnight Rambler Sessions, Volume 3. That was Take Me to the River. And I know that he used to, because I had the pleasure of seeing him live a couple times, he used to talk about the Midnight Rambler and what it meant to him. It's like he, in his history, remembers going to see shows and bands. And as it got near midnight, it was time for the Midnight Rambler Sessions to happen. And that's when it kind of loosened up, and you know, the guitar solo has got a little longer, and the dancing girl's got a little, the dress has got a little skimpier, and you know, the drinks were flowing, and that's what he continued in his barn, having those midnight sessions.
Yeah, he was a towering figure.
Remember
when he passed away, how long ago was that? Couple years.
I'm terrible with numbers.
But
it was between five and 8 years or something.
Oh, was it that long?
I don't know. I'm terrible with numbers.
All I remember is when that happened, all of us were on Facebook posting songs.
I know.
These incredible songs from him. I mean, he really is one of the greats ever in music, I think.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And John Harrington was the fifth song of the set. I was so excited to play that. It's from his 2010 album, Shine, Shine, Shine. That track was up for grabs. It's an original from him. And he, if you don't know John Harrington, he is the preferred guitarist for Steely Dan for most of his career. But he's a Telecaster pro.
So he's a total session musician.
He is. And you could hear his vocals are great.
Yeah.
As well. And I was reminded of it because I was talking to you about on Facebook, Daryl Hall has a series of live streams.
And it's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. And he had a bunch of Telecaster playing Masters last night. And I just happened to see that and was like, geez, I forgot about that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, really good stuff.
The guy's name is John Harrington. All right. Speaking of really good stuff, I know that a lot of this guy's everywhere. And sometimes if somebody's ubiquitous like that, I know.
That's a big word.
Good word, huh?
Where'd you learn that?
I use it all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm not you.
I only use it when I try to confuse myself.
Oh, that was
myself.
Awesome. That was excellent.
It's ubiquitous.
Oh, my God. That was great. It is. But anyway, Chris Stapleton, you know, he's kind of everywhere, but I'm not tired of him yet.
No. He's so talented.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and he's a crossover guy, which, you know, some people don't like that, but I think his music's brilliant.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm going to play a track called Midnight Train to Memphis, which I think everybody's familiar with, but it's just so good. That's a new noise right here at 9:29 in the morning at WMFO, Medford.
My moment in the sun. Oh, how beautiful I'll be. But in a normal sort of way, like I am you and you are me. Thank you. I won't forget that I am blessed. But every hero walks alone, thinking of more things to confess.
The breaks, you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though you're satisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time inside my shoes, you'd know what a drag it is to see
forgot to do for you. And all the times I had the chance to, and I had a lover, but it's so another these days. Now if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well it's just that I've been
listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
I've been sitting here thinking about when I started in drinking. I went on the dope, surely to change my life. Woo. I cried a tear and a beer for me. I lost everything near and dear to me, namely my children and my wife. I'm my idea of having a good time, sitting with my head between my knees. I knew everything there was to know, everything except which way to go. I cried, oh God, take me, will you please. Yeah, many a time I swore up and down I didn't need any of this junk that was going round. I can quit, let me finish what I got. After all, this stuff sure costs a lot. Then I'll get my feet back on the ground. Oh, I can't tell nobody how to live their life. But thank the good Lord God, I had enough, had enough. Now I got a friend, there's a name, there's a Richard Renz. Says you don't need to be stoned to grow a friend. Believe me, you're all beautiful people, just the way you are. Tell me, what has that stuff done for you so far? Straight, I do it so much better too, and it's gotta start right in your own backyard. I said it's gotta start right in your own backyard. You know everybody has their own beautiful backyard. You might have more wells in your own backyard. Yeah.
WMF, whoa.
WMF, whoa.
Yeah, because I hit the mics and it came in my headphones like.
That'd so, be a good top of the hour little, you know, promo.
Okay.
WMF, whoa.
It's WMF, whoa, everybody. 9:50 in
like
the morning.
It's like WNBC.
Yeah, Mike and Mark and Les here. How you doing, guys?
Fine. Good. Thank you.
Good. All right. Good music so far.
Let's talk a little bit about that last set. That was pretty cool, and then we'll send it over to our friend Les, who's got something really cool to do, as always.
I hope. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. And remember.
Shall we do it now?
No.
Okay.
In a second. All right. I started off with the great, great Chris Stapleton. I mean, he is all over the place and ubiquitous and all of that. But I'm telling you, I mean, he's a really talented dude. It's the first time I've ever played him because I am reticent to play people that are all over the place. I just try not to. But that was Midnight Train in Memphis, and well worth the spin. Clem Snide was after that, a band that formed right here at Berklee School of Music in Boston. That was Moment in the Sun. Did you know something else you want to say about them? Or pretend that you knew something about them?
Oh, I pretend everything. Everything yeah. I pretend.
Okay, pretend. You
know, I don't know anything, really.
All right.
People think I do, but I don't know anything. Anyways, yeah, I think they graduated from Berkeley in 1990. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was just after our era, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the name comes from William Burroughs novels.
Right.
And, yeah, kind of an alt-country band, which flew under the radar. You
and
know,
what a great,
if
what
you
a great
from
track
Boston,
that
you
is.
Didn't know them at
it's
all.
It's such a good song.
Oh, they were
that
great,
was
yeah.
That was A Moment in the Sun from Clem Snide. Stereophonics, with just a fabulous cover from a record called Performance and Cocktails. That was a Bob Dylan cover, Positively 4th Street. They did it very well.
And they are such an underrated band. No yeah. one knows about them in the States. They're huge, huge in England and Ireland. When we were in Ireland, all we heard was Stereophonics, Night and Day. And I actually saw them, one of the best shows I've ever seen, Dunkin' Donuts Center, I think it was, in Providence.
Mm-hmm.
It was after 9/11, and U2 did an unbelievable show, and Stereophonics opened for them, and we're all like, oh my God, these guys are really good.
Yeah, they've got they're great, consummate musicians, Stereophonics.
They are, yeah.
They are. And Jackson Browne, just after that, from his 1973 effort called For Every Man, what a beautiful song called These Days. And Dion, from way back when, album of his called Born to Be With You, that was Your Own Backyard. I stumbled upon that the other day, and it's just been decades since I've heard that. That was just
people
wonderful.
Think Dion, you know, they think the 60s music, you know, but there was so much more. He's done so much. He's still doing stuff.
He is. He's had a record out recently, and that just shows you what a great artist he is.
Oh, that song. What was it? 75, right?
Yeah, 75. Very beginnings, called Your Own Backyard. Just a great
track. He was so ahead of his time in all these different ways. That song, boy, if that came out today, you know, with the whole folk rock and alt country coming back, yeah, that's just really good stuff.
Yep. And speaking of really good stuff, see, what a segue for you I got here.
You know, you're always ubiquitous in your brilliance.
Weis mir. Was macht er?
It's all Greek
Sehr
to me.
Gut.
Okay. Now you're making me hungry. I don't even know what that means.
I'm not sure.
Les Hurwitz, everybody. We have some nice stuff from Les. Take it away, Les.
Well, out of musicological research, which Mike beseeches me to follow whenever I come in here, I've come up with five tunes. We'll call them tunes, never songs. A song is meant to be sung.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, everybody. Right. We're talking about pieces of music, except for the songs you're going to hear. the first is a classical piece, but hang on tightly, be patient. The four remaining tunes are all in the pop field. So we're being ubiquitously ubiquitous here. We're being very equal about everything. Now, the first piece is a masterpiece written by a Brazilian composer whose name was Heitor Villa-Lobos. V as in victory, Illa-Lobos. Arguably as good a composer who's ever come out of South America. Absolutely brilliant in his concepts. One of his pieces was called The Baby's Family. And part of the baby's family deals with dolls. Rag doll, witch doll, clay doll, porcelain doll, glass doll. And what he does is, on the piano, and this will be piano solo, he evokes as much as he can the texture that makes the doll. In other words, glass, satin, rag, or whatever. Now, the doll you're going to hear is Paula Chanel, which comes down to Punch and Judy. So we're talking about a double doll. They're, you know, beating the heck out of each other with little clubs. Now, what Villa-Lobos does is really brilliant. Talk about opposition when you're beating the heck out of your opposition. All the notes in the right hand are on the white notes. All the notes written in the right hand are for the white notes. All the notes in the left hand written for the black. You couldn't be more oppositional than that.
It sounds dissonant, really.
Well, what is amazing is that the piece is written in C major, which is very easy because C major is all white notes. So the melody is in the white notes with the chords. In the left hand is supposed to be suppressed, and so that the opposition from the darker side sort of enhances the melody. And all of this at breakneck speed. We're talking about 20 or 30 notes per second and a half, from right to left. Now, the performer is Arthur Rubinstein, one of the great pianists of the 20th century. This was recorded when he was 72 years old. And this is a recording out of Rio de Janeiro. And in the audience was the composer. Listen to this piece and listen to the a reaction on the part of the audience. Here we go with Punch and Judy. You can hear the reaction, the squealing and the thumping and everything else. It was such a fun piece. And actually, I learned it as an encore. I used it a great deal when I was performing because it is such a great piece. It's a pretty exacting piece. It's 6 pages long, and it takes only, about a minute to play. So there are a lot of notes there. And so clever, the left hand just being suppressive enough to turn it into a kind of contemporaneous approach to a traditional key. So this is one example of some of the brilliant you're going to hear in terms of performance. One of the reasons I put this together was the...